On diagnosis, I think very few things are as truly frightening as an undiagnosed illness. When my sister became ill, it was a strange comfort when all of her riddling symptoms were finally given a name. Poets, of course, in the Orphic tradition, seemingly can call things into their full existence by just naming them. Elizabeth Bishop suggests as much in an incomplete essay on W.H. Auden, in which she claims that the poet is what she calls a verbal actor, an emboldened imperialist willing to extend the sovereignty of his or her language to include new features and new facets of contemporary experience. So, diagnosis, which first appeared in Harvard Review, has since become part of a much longer sequence about my sister's recovery and about Lyme disease. The latter, as I'm sure you know, is quickly becoming an epidemic in New England, which is likely due to climate change and vectors in new suburban and urban environments. So other portions of this sequence of poems respond to the menace and the mystery identified in the natural New England landscape in the writings of people like Emily Dickinson, John James Audubon, and Henry David Thoreau.